Ukraine is bracing for a new offensive as Russian forces pound targets in the east of the country. President Zelensky has warned the coming week will be tense, with Russia even more afraid to lose as it tries to consolidate its hold on areas like Luhansk and Donetsk. Satellite images have shown an 8-mile Russian convoy heading towards the Donbass. Diplomatic efforts continue to bring an end to the fighting. Today, the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, who was in Kyiv at the weekend, heads to Moscow to meet President Putin. This will be the first face-to-face meeting between an EU leader and Putin since the Russian invasion on February 24. The grim cost of war continues to unfold. Ukraine says a new grave with dozens of civilians has been found in Bozova near Kyiv. 10 people, including children, are reported to have been killed in Russian shelling in the northeastern Kharkiv region yesterday. And the World Bank says Ukraine needs massive financial support immediately, with its economy set to shrink by almost half this year. We're joined now by Ukrainian MP Ina Suvsun. Ina, good morning. You're 47 days into this conflict. No let up for Ukraine and its people. The focus now shifting to the east, but have people there been able to heed the warning to evacuate from the area, or is it safe to leave?
Well, it is not. I believe the whole world could hear the news about the attack on the railroad station in Kramatorsk a couple of days ago. But right now, today in the morning, we actually heard that the Russians opened fire on the railroads again. No one was hurt, but they are specifically trying to target the railroad so that people cannot evacuate. So it is a dangerous issue being evacuated from there. People are trying to use cars, but of course cars cannot transfer as many people as the trains. So the Russians are specifically targeting people who are trying to escape from them in the territories of Donbass.
Your foreign minister said last week to NATO leaders, we need weapons, weapons, weapons. President Zelensky has also called for weapons. What is the level of preparedness now of Russian, of Ukrainian forces for what is expected to be a very, very difficult week in the east of your country?
Well, of course, not all the information is revealed for obvious reasons. We do want to make sure that the Russians do not know the strength of the Ukrainian army. But we were getting some supplies of weapons from our partners, which we are extremely, extremely grateful for. Of course, some elements that we were asking for of the weapons, like anti-aircraft, and the fighter jets, that is still under discussion. And long-range missiles is something that we need desperately to destroy Russian artillery. Again, we don't have that as of yet, but we do hope it will come sooner. And I will tell you this, I was just yesterday talking to some people who are fighting in Kharkiv, and they said that, right now they're much more prepared than they were some month ago. So it gives me hope that right now we are, again, much better prepared for what is coming compared to what it used to be at the first couple of weeks of war.
And if Mariupol falls, how difficult is that for Ukraine?
Well, I'm extremely concerned about the people there. Of course, it's terrible what is happening to them. Also, we are extremely concerned with the fact that the Russians are abducting people from Mariupol and other areas in Donbass. If they gain control over Mariupol, of course, that would be a tragedy. But I'm again, very much concerned about the civilian population there, but then also about those fighting there. They're basically entrapped, and that there is no chance that the Russians will actually be merciful for them to them. So I'm very much worried about them, of course. But again, it can be part of the situation that will be taking place. We understand that. The very fact that Mariupol is still standing is actually a miracle. No one believed that that would be happening. Of course, the Russians would do everything in their power to take over Mariupol, that's for sure.
And over the weekend, you had Western leaders all coming to Kyiv. You had Boris Johnson, you've had Ursula von der Leyen from the European Commission, and the Austrian Chancellor. He's now heading to Moscow today for what will be the first face-to-face meeting between an EU leader and President Putin since the invasion. What message do you hope he brings to President Putin?
I'm rather pessimistic about chances of bringing and delivering actually any message to Putin. I don't think he's capable of listening to anyone, and I can hardly imagine what can be told that they would listen to. There is one issue that we were discussing internally among the members of parliament, is that we wish that the German chancellor would ask Putin about those Ukrainians who have been abducted and who are now on Russian territory, and making sure that we can get in touch with those people, and that we can understand where those people are, particularly, especially the children, because there are over 100,000 people, children who have been abducted from those territories that we are extremely worried about. Probably that can be the practical side of the story, talking to him and making sure that Putin hears the message and decides to change his policy towards Ukraine. Well, I believe Macron tried that and they didn't lead to any results, so I remain rather pessimistic about that.
Ukrainian MP Ina Sufsun, thank you for your time this morning.